感谢神，我们在今天这个主日，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank you, Lord. In the Lord's Day morning, let's continue to think about the Word of God.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Please stand up. Let's read a scripture from the Bible.
好，我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》十二章二十节到二十六节。
Let's read John 12:20-26.
约翰福音十二章二十节起，那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人，他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光，就是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path, and is our bread of life.
愿圣灵来光照我们，让我们能够明白神话语的意义。
May Holy Spirit light on us so that we can understand the meaning of the word of God.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心力量，让我们不仅仅是能够清楚明白神的心意，让我们更是来遵行神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit give us the strength and faith so that we not only could understand the will of God, but be able to live them out.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在主耶稣临上十字架的那最后一个礼拜，被称为受难周，或者被称为圣周。
The week before Jesus Christ went up on the cross was called Passion Week or Holy Week.
那么在这个受难周的第一日呢，主耶稣骑着小毛驹子就进入耶路撒冷。
The first day of the Passion Week, Lord Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem.
那时候耶路撒冷全城的人都来欢迎主耶稣。
The whole city came to welcome Jesus and cheer at him.
然后口里呼喊着何塞纳，奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
They shouted that Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
所以我们可以想象当时那个情景。
That we could imagine that scene.
当时耶稣就骑着一个小毛驴进入耶路撒冷，那全城的人都来欢迎。
Lord Jesus rode on the little donkey into Jerusalem, and the whole city welcomed him.
那时候呢，他们甚至把自己的衣服就铺在地上，把自己外袍铺在地上，让耶稣，骑着毛驴可以从这上面走过，就表示他们对耶稣的这个尊敬。
And though they even took off their clothes and put it on the ground and paved it on the ground so that Jesus can ride on it and to show their respect to Jesus.
然后他们，拿着棕榈枝。
And they took palm trees leaves.
这是非常非常高规格的一个对王的一个欢迎，然后他们也称耶稣是以色列的王。
This is a kind of a high standard welcoming ceremony for a king, and they call Jesus the King of Israel.
就在这个时候呢，有几个希腊人他想要见耶稣。
At that moment, several Greeks wanted to see Jesus.
然后他们就 找到腓力，耶稣的门徒腓力，就对耶稣说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
And they found one of the disciples of Jesus, Philip, and said to him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus."
啊，如果我们看这个几个希腊人说的这句话，就说：“哎，我们愿意见一下耶稣。”
If we would look at the words that those Greeks said, we would like to see Jesus.
然后我们再想象一下。当时的那样的一个环境，耶稣正是受万民欢呼拥戴的那个环境。
And also, let's think about that circumstances that Jesus was so popular and welcomed by so many people in Jerusalem.
所以我们就会知道，这个要求其实是有点过分的要求。
So we can tell that this request actually is unreasonable.
他们要求的是，他们要单独见耶稣。
They request to see Jesus privately.
他们不是满足于跟这所有的人在一起欢呼一下，远远的看一下就够了。他们不，我要单独见一下耶稣。
They were not satisfied with just cheering with all those people at Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus in private.
然后他们说：“哎，我们愿意见耶稣。”
So they said that we would like to see Jesus.
我们想一下，如果我们要去见，一个总统。一个王，我们会怎么说呢
？Imagine that you will go to see a president. What would you say?
我说，哎呀，不知道这个王，不知道这个总统有没有时间见我一下呀
？Probably you will be wondering whether the president have the time to meet you or he is willing to meet you.
或者说，我们说，哎呀，我好盼望，好盼望，哎呀，我能够见这个王一眼。
Or maybe you see how I long to see the king.
我们会不会说，哎呀，我愿意见这个王爷
？Or would you see that we would like to see the king?
所以我们会看到当时的这个环境，他们提出当时那么多人在欢迎耶稣，然后当时是，可以场面是非常非常的隆重。但这个时候说，哎，我们要单独见一下耶稣。
So thinking about the circumstances at that time, so many people were welcoming Jesus and want to see Jesus, and these several people, they want to see Jesus privately.
然后他说，哎，我们愿意一下见耶稣。他们从他们这句话，他们就完全没有考虑过一个问题，就是耶稣第一有没有时间见我们，第二耶稣愿不愿意见我们。所以这些问题他们完全就没有考虑。他说，哎，我愿意见一下耶稣。
When they said that they would like to see Jesus, they didn't consider those questions like if whether Jesus would have the time to see them or whether Jesus would like to see them.
那么我会看见呢，腓力这个时候就并没有对他们说，哎呀，你看我们的王现在这么忙，哎呀，你们走吧，你们这些外邦人。腓力没有这样对他们讲。
Philip at that time didn't reply to them that our king is so busy he does not have the time to meet you. He didn't reply them this way.
然后这个腓力呢，他显得非常的这个有点好像不知所措的样子，所以他赶紧要去问一下安德烈，因为安德烈可能年长一点。
It seems that at that time that Philip didn't know what to do, so he went to find Andrew, older than him.
然后呢？这个腓力和安德鲁呢一起就去告诉耶稣，然后也是把这个希腊人，就是一个希腊人就带到耶稣这里来，所以两个人一起来向耶稣介绍这几个希腊人，这是一个非常非常郑重的一个行动。
This Andrew and Philip, they together they brought those Greeks to Jesus, and this is a surprising action.
所以我们在福音书里我们看到有几次哈，安德烈比如说把小孩子带到耶稣这里来，然后就是我们没有看见过两个门徒在一起如此的这个郑重的，然后这个很有甚至可以说有一点仪式感的这种感觉，哎，把这些外人引荐给耶稣。
In the Gospels, it's recorded that Andrew has several times brought the children to Jesus, but we have never saw any other time that the two disciples together they have seriously brought some people before Jesus.
然后我们也特别知道那个时候的这个环境，耶稣正在受万民拥戴，他哪有时间单独去见这几个人？而这几个人还是外邦人呢？
And at that time, we know that Jesus was welcomed by so many people, thousands of people in Jerusalem. And we know that Jesus had no time to meet those Greeks and their Gentiles.
诶，但是我们会看见，耶稣不仅就是见到这几个希腊人，耶稣甚至说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But we can see that Jesus not only met those Greeks, he said.The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
所以我们首先我们可以看到这几个希腊人在当时在见耶稣这件事情上面，他们确实是受到非常优待，非常不同的优待。
And we can tell that those Greeks were really got the privilege to seeing Jesus at that time.
然后他们说他们要见耶稣，他们的请求。不像一个真的要请求去见王的那种请求，他们就说：“哎，我们愿意见一下耶稣。”
Though their request of seeing Jesus does not sound like a request to seeing a king.
那么这个耶稣说：“啊，人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
And Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
就是这容易让人有这样的一个误解，就是你耶稣一看，你看。哎呀，有外国人，有希腊人来见我了。哎，得荣耀的时候到了。
It's easy for people to have such a misunderstanding that Jesus would thought that see that some foreigners come to see me, it's my time for glory.
就是我们确实可以看见这两个门徒呢，对这几个希腊人是非常优待的。
We can tell that these two disciples.Really give the privilege to the Greeks.
所以我们要知道以色列人呐、啊，犹太人的历史，他们被这个波斯人殖民过、奴役过，然后被希腊人，然后他们在耶稣那个时代是被罗马人。
And if we know about the history of the Israel, so they were under the colony of the Persian, then the Greeks, and then at that time the Roman.
我们知道罗马帝国可以说是一个这个希腊帝国的一个继承者，所以罗马就可以说就继承整个希腊文化。
We can tell that the Roman Empire is an inheritance of the Greek civilizations.
所以在当时这个犹太人当中、以色列人当中，他们的贵族啊，像希律王啊，他们那些贵族，他们是非常非常崇拜希腊文化的，因为。他们是被殖民。
So at that time in the Israelites, those noble people like Herod, they really admired or worshipped the Greek civilization.
所以我们如果了解到当时的这个历史背景，我们就容易理解哦，为什么当腓力看到这几个希腊人，就好像有点手足无措的样子，然后赶紧去找到安德烈，然后两个人就很郑重，也可以说很恭敬的。就给这几个希腊人一个特别的优待，让他们可以单独的来见耶稣。
If we know this background, we can easily understand why Philip was kind of helpless when he was had that request from the Greeks, and he found Andrew, and together they seriously brought those Greeks before Jesus.
因为这个是就是，就像一个殖民者要来见，就是被他殖民的这些。这些人，然后虽然这个耶稣被称为王，他还是说，哎，我愿意见一下这个人。
It's something like the colonists want to see the colonized people, even though the Jesus was the king, and they still have that attitude of the colonists seeing the people they colonized.
然后耶稣接下来说一句让人有一点。费解的话，如果我们就看这句不看下文的话，我们就耶稣说：“哎，人子得荣耀的时刻到了。”你看，哎，希腊人正好希腊人来见我，然后耶稣马上就说：“哎，人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
Then Jesus said something that's probably hard for us to understand if we do not look at the following verses. He said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
所以有些人就会觉得哦。这个耶稣的门徒，这两个门徒对待希腊人的方式呢，这其实是在当时哈也是很常见，在今天这个世界也是很常见，就有一点点那个所谓的殖民地心态，就是被殖民的人看 看他们的征服者、统治者的这样的一个心态在里面。
So Philip and Andrew, the two disciples, the way they treated the Greeks is like sometimes we have today. It's like the colonial mentality that the colonized people, the way they treat the colonists.
就觉得，哇，我们这个希腊人来了，或者这个罗马人来了，哎呦，那我们要给他一个特殊的待遇，哎，让他们可以单独来见一下我们的王。
When the Greeks come and when the Romans come, we should need to give them a special privilege so that they could see the king.
很多年以前哈，我因为工作的关系，我去到这个，法国巴黎。
Many years ago, I went to Paris, in France, because of my work.
那我们知道巴黎是下一个举办奥运会的城市，对吧？
We all know that Paris is the next city to hold the Olympics.
很多很多年以前，那个时候我去到巴黎，我发现一个现象，就是所有的路标、路牌、公共交通工具没有一个英文，全是法语。
And many years ago, when I went to Paris, I find out that all the road signs and all the signs, public signs, does not have a single English on them.
然后甚至你去到卢浮宫。那整个卢浮宫里面连一个英语标识都没有，全是法语。
If you go to the Louvre Museum and you will not find a single sign with English.
但是巴黎我们知道，它有大量大量的外国游客、外国人在巴黎，他很多人是不懂法语的。你像我不懂法语，那我可以看一点点英语，但他一个英文标识都没有。
And we know that in Paris there was.A lot, multitudes of foreign tourists there, and many of them do not know French. Like me, I don't know French, but I can read a little English, but there's no English signs there.
So I 刚去的时候我就很头疼，就非常头疼，怎么办啊？这个。
So I just went there. I had a headache. What can I do?
然后呢，后来我就理解他们法国人的心态，就是。你来到法国，你就应该听法语、看法语、读法语。我为什么要给外国人优待呢
？So later, I understand the attitude and mentality of those French people, and they thought that since you come to France, then you should read French and you should speak French. We do not need to give you special privileges.
就为什么要有别的人国家的语言？出现在我的这个土地上，为什么要给这个外国游客或者别的国家游客一些优待呢
？Whether is there any need for other languages to appear on my land? Why do I have to give privileges to foreign tourists?
后来我看到这一点，我为什么很奇怪呢？因为我在亚洲生活嘛，我在亚洲，你在亚洲很小很小的城市，你看这个路标路牌上面往往都会有英文。你在亚洲坐地铁。就很小城市的地铁，他当地的语言报一遍，他英文报一遍。
It's not surprise for me to find this because I live in Asian countries. In the smallest cities in Asia, there will be signs of the local language and the English on it. And if you take the subway or the buses, and they will.Speak the stations in their local language and in English.
有时候我都觉得很奇怪，我说这么小个城市有必要吗？一个外国人都没有，你非要弄这些英文路牌，然后就报站一用英文，有必要？这个小城市一个外国人都没有。
And sometimes I found it very strange, because it's such a small city there with even no single foreigners in it. Why do you have to put the English on the road signs or broadcasting the stations in English?
然后有时候偶尔来一个外国人，他还笑话你笑话半天。你看这个词用错了，那个词用错了，他笑话你。
Even some occasionally some foreigners went there and they will laugh at you because you sometimes use the wrong English.
所以我觉得。这不是很麻烦吗？这是为什么在亚洲这么普遍呢？
Why it's so popular in Asia?
就为什么就是天然的就要想到，哎，我们要给一些讲英语的人士或者是西方人士有一点优待呢？
Why do they naturally think that they should provide some special care or privilege to those foreign people？
啊，就像这个耶稣的两个门徒在那种环境下，几个希腊人说我要单独见耶稣，哎，他们这两个门徒就很郑重的就把这几个希腊人就带到耶稣那里去。
Just like the two disciples of Jesus, under that circumstances, when all people welcomed Jesus and they saw that those Greeks want to see Jesus and take them seriously before Jesus.
而且我们要知道，那个时候在耶路撒冷，全城的人喊耶稣是以色列的王啊！王是那么容易想见就见吗？
Imagine at that time, the whole city of Jerusalem was shouting and calling calling Jesus.To be the king of Israel, is it so easy to meet the king?
所以其实我们看到这个，我们理解，其实原来这个是个很正常的现象。为什么在亚洲，就是都会要用这个一些外文啊，特别是英文的一些路牌呢？无论当地有没有外国人，就是因为亚洲很多很多国家有这个长期被西方殖民的这个历史嘛，所以大家有这样的一个心态。
But we can also understand because in Asia, why those small cities still have the English signs? Because in most Asian countries, they have the history of to be colonized by the Western countries.
所以呢，大家天然其实就觉得，就哎呀，我们要这个所谓西方人呐、啊，或者是有什么洋大人呐、啊，照顾好一点点。
So naturally, they thought that they should take special care of those foreigners, those Western people.
所以你像法国，他为什么法国人从来不会这样想？为什么他没有这个历史
？But French people never thought like that because they do not have that kind of history.
然后当然了，耶稣是完全没有这种心态的。虽然耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了，几个希腊人来看他，耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到。但是耶稣完全没有这种所谓的殖民者心态，殖民地心态。
But we should know that Jesus did not have this kind of colonial mentality at all. Even though he said the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified, when those Greeks wanted to see him.
因为我们从耶稣接下来所说的话，完全可以看到，耶稣说。人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒了。
From the words that Jesus continued, he said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified, and then, virtually I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds.
然后耶稣甚至说，爱惜自己生命就失丧生命，在地上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Jesus said anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
所以从耶稣讲的话当中，他根本不在乎到底是希腊人来见他，以色列人来见他，撒玛利亚人来见他，耶稣根本不在乎。耶稣他说他要得荣耀的时刻到了，不是因为有什么特别的人来看他，而是耶稣说，我很快就要在十字架上，被钉在十字架上死去，这就是我得荣耀的时候到了。
So from Jesus' words, we can tell that Jesus didn't care about whether the Greeks or the Romans or the Samaritans came to see him. He said that the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He was not referring to that some people.Noble people come to see him, but he was referring to that the time has come for him to be crucified.
所以我们可以想象得到，当时两个门徒很慎重地把这个几个希腊尊贵的客人带到耶稣这里来，他们可能期望耶稣行点神迹，或者耶稣讲一点很高深的智慧话，让这些希腊人看一下，你看我们以色列的王还是很不错的。
So those two disciples, they probably, they took it very seriously and brought those Greeks before Jesus. They expected Jesus to perform some miracles or speak some wisdom words of deep understanding so that they could, those Greeks could witness the King of Israel.
但是耶稣完全没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do any of this.
耶稣所说的人子要得荣耀，耶稣说我要得荣耀，不是说谁来看他。他是说我要在十字架上死去，这个时刻就是我得荣耀的时刻。
Jesus was saying that the hour has come for the Son of Man, for him to be glorified, was not saying that somebody come to see him, but he was referring to that it will be the time for him to be crucified on the cross.
So, when we think Jesus said this word, we will feel very strange. Why did Jesus say that when he died on the cross, Jesus said this is his glory time?
We may find it strange because why did Jesus say that the time for him to be crucified is the time for him to be glorified?
So, many of us think that when a person dies, it is his failure time. Where does he have any glory?
We usually think that the time of someone's death is his time of failure. Why is it a time for glory?
甚至我们看到，当耶稣钉在十字架的上的时候，人们也是嘲笑他，人们也没有把荣耀归给他。人们说：“你是神的儿子，你救自己啊！”人们嘲笑耶稣啊。
Even when Jesus was crucified, those people were mocking at him, said, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself." And those people didn't glorify him, but mocked at him.
那为什么耶稣说，当他死的时候，像一个麦子死去的时候，也就是耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣说那就是他得荣耀的时刻。为什么讲这样的话
？Why did Jesus say that when he dies on the cross, when he dies on the cross like a wheat of kernel, and it's the time for him to be glorified?
所以，当我们要明白这件问题，就是说，人到底怎样才是真正的得荣耀呢
？So we have to think about what, how could a man be glorified？
在1943年的时候啊，一个美国人他就提出，就是人的这个需求啊，有五种层次。
And in 1943, the American pointed out that the man's need has five tiers.
有人把他那个理论分析一点，说有七种层次，但是基本上就是五种层次。
Some people make it into great detail, said that there were seven tiers, but really it's five levels.
反正最底层的需求呢，我想很多，我们就受这个教育长大的嘛，就这个思想从一个美国人提出，就是最低的需求呢，就是生理需求啊，有吃有穿呐。
The lowest.Level is the physiological level. You have food and clothing.
第二个高一点的需求，安全，我要觉得安全。
The second is a little bit higher, is security.
再高一点的就是我要有这个社交，就是我要有社交需求，或者说我需要友谊。
And then a higher level is the social need, that, for example, your friendship.
然后最高的。就是这个金字塔这个顶尖的就是自我实现
The highest that the top of the pyramid is the self-actualization
也就是说什么样的人可以说是真正完全了或者真正成功了就是他达到这个金字塔的顶尖就是我自我实现了
In other words that what can be a successful man? That is, he has reached to the top of the pyramid. He has reached the self-actualization.
那什么叫自我实现呢？这个美国心理学家给出很明确的说法，就是你心里想要的东西，你就得到了。
What is the self-actualization? The psychologist has said it very clearly. It's you get what you wanted.
你心里的欲望你就满足了
You have satisfied all your desires
换句话说就是你成为你想要成为的样子了
In other words, you become what you want to be
你就成功了
Then you are successful
然后你就到这个金字塔的顶尖
Then you reach to the top of the pyramid
然后人们就称赞这样的人归荣耀这样的人
Then people praise such people People bring glory to such people.
就是这是我们的榜样，这是个成功人士，因为他得到他一切想要的。
He is our example. He is a successful man because he has achieved what he wants.
所以这是今天非常普遍的一个想法，就是我怎样才能得荣耀呢？首先，我得到我心中想要的一切， 我想成为国王，我就当上了国王；我想成为首富，我就当上了首富。就是我心中想要的一切，我达到了，那我就可以收获从人来的荣耀。
So how to be a successful man? This is a very popular idea today, that you get what you want and you achieve what you desire. If you want to be a king, you be the king. If you want to be the richest man, you can be the richest man. You achieve what you want.
然后呢，这其实今天，这是我们世人所想啊，一个人怎样能得荣耀啊，就是他自我实现了。他满足他心中想要的东西，他都得到了。
It's the world view of how to be glorified that he has achieved self-actualization.
凯撒哈，以前罗马的凯撒，就是那个居留士凯撒，他讲一句话，他说：“我来，我看，我征服。”
The Julius Caesar of Romans has ever said that I came, I saw, I conquered.
是凯撒哇，收获了很多很多的掌声和荣耀，就是他是了不起的王。他说我来了，我看见，我就要征服。后来他确实做到了。
Caesar was a great king, and he has had got a lot of applaud and praises from men. And he said, "I came, I saw, I conquered, and he did accomplish those things."
所以这是很多人说，哎呀。人怎样得荣耀？哎，就是像凯撒那样。你看，凯撒得荣耀。
This is example of people saying that how to be glorified, just like the Caesar.
好了，我我以前看过一个例子啊，那这个例子也是以前一个总统的一个候选人，后来他也确实当上了总统，他说的一件事情。
And I thought about the incident and example of.Former president when he was during his election and what he talked about.
他说：“哎呀，他你看有个军队，就是进攻，这个国家，然后确实也打了胜仗，然后结果他们离开的时候呢，人们就发现，哇，这个国家很多很多的黄金都失踪了，很多很多的钱都失踪了。这个有时候人们就说，哎呀，就被这个军队给带走了。”
He said that the troop invaded a country and they succeeded and they conquered that country. And when they left, the people found a lot of money, a lot of gold was stolen. And they thought that those troops took away all those gold.
啊，我们不知道这个事情真相是怎样，但是我们如果说真的是这帮军人啊，把这些黄金啊、金钱啊全部拿走，哎。他们可能就具体的军人，他可能得到他想要的了。你看我这一趟没白来，我真的是我想要的东西我得到了。
We probably do not know whether it's true or not, but suppose that those troops, those soldiers took away all those money and those gold, and for those soldiers, they have achieved what they want. They got all those money.
我想问大家，那这个对于这个军人来说？到底是荣耀呢，还是羞耻呢
？I want to ask everyone, for the soldiers, was it a shame or a glory?
他说：“哎，我得到我想要的了。哎，我这一趟我收获很大。你看这黄金呐、这些钱，哎，我得到了。
They would see that, yeah, I got what I wanted. I have great gain in this trip, and I got all those money.”
但如果我们来看这些军人，我们觉得这件事情，我们不是说这个事实啊，我们就是如果像人们猜测的这样，那这件事情对于这些军人来说，到底是荣耀，我们应该给他鼓掌称赞他，还是对于他们来说应该成为他们的羞耻呢
？If their guesses were true, and for this incident, was it a glory for those soldiers or a shame for them?
我们大家怎么认为？
What do you think?
啊，我听见有人在说羞耻。
I heard someone said shame.
哎，但是我们就哎，他得到他想要的了呀，他收获他想得到的东西啊，他不是人们就说这样的人就成功了吗？这样的人就在金字塔尖吗？那为什么说他是羞耻呢
But they got what they want, and they achieved their desires. And people would say, such people are successful. They have reached the top of the pyramid. Why did you say that it's a shame for them?
其实这个我相信这个道理也很简单啊，因为他们是军人，对不对？他们不是强盗，不是小偷，对不对？
It's easy to understand because they are soldiers, they are not robbers and thieves.
如果一个小偷，一个强盗拿了这些钱和黄金，人们就说，哎呀，这是最厉害的小偷，这是最厉害的强盗。
If a robber or a thief took those money, the people would see they are the best thieves and best robbers.
但是如果一群军人，如果他们去做这个事情，人们就说这是最糟糕的军人，就不配当军人。
But if those soldiers, they want to do those things, and people would see they are the worst soldiers. They were not worthy to be called a soldier.
所以当我们看到这件事情的时候，事实上我们就哦，原来得荣耀这件事情呢，不仅仅是关乎你有没有得到你想要的，而是关乎你的身份是很重要的。你什么样的人，你做什么样的事，得荣耀或者得羞耻，跟你这个身份有关系。
So from this we can tell that to be glorified has nothing to do, does not have to do with whether you achieved what you want. It has something to do.With your identity, what you are.
所以换另外一句话说，或者更准确的说，就是你完成了你被赋予的使命，你就得荣耀。
In another word, or in a more accurate way, that you accomplish the mission that was given to you, that you are glorified.
每一个身份都被赋予了使命。
Every identity has been given a mission.
比如说你是老师，你的使命是什么？你就要教书啊。
For example, if you are a teacher, then your mission is to teach.
比如说你是一个农民，你被赋予的使命就是你去要种植啊，收获啊。
If you are a farmer, then the mission that's given you is to plant crops.
所以，但是你如果干别的事情，虽然你得到你想要的，那是你的羞耻。
If you do other things, even though you have achieved what you want, then it probably becomes your shame.
所以，什么是就像一个军人？军人他被赋予的使命，当然他是首先保护自己的百姓啊，保护自己的国家。然后，说的高一点，他维护和平了，对不对？然后就惩罚罪恶了，保护善良了，这是军人的使命了。
And what is the mission given to a soldier? So to the soldiers, to the troops, and the mission that's given them, of course, the first it is to protect the people, and then it's to maintain the peace or to punish the evil and to proclaim the goodness, and that those are the missions given to soldiers.
所以对于一个军人来说，他如果完成他被赋予的这个使命，那就是军人得荣耀的时刻。
So for a soldier, if he has accomplished the mission that was given to him, that it was the time for him to be glorified.
但是如果一个军人他去做不是他这个身份应该做的事情，那他就是羞耻，无论他收获什么，那都是他的羞耻。
But for a soldier, if he did things that was not given to him as a mission, then it might become his shame because it was not given him as a mission.
耶稣基督被赋予的使命是什么？
What is the mission given to Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的使命是要把神的百姓从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
The mission that's given to Jesus Christ is to save his people from sin and death.
而耶稣基督拯救的方式就是天父上帝命定他要在十字架上受死，代替世人担负世人的罪，接受罪的刑罚。
And the way that God asked him to save people is that he dies on the cross in the place of men and to bore their sins and to receive the punishment in theplace of the world.
让一切信靠耶稣的人就能够罪得赦免，就从罪和死亡当中被拯救出来。
So so that whoever believes in him will be saved from sin, and they will be saved.
所以耶稣说，当他知道他很快就要被钉死在十字架上，耶稣说，我完成我被赋予的使命的时刻到了，所以这就是我得荣耀的时刻。
So when Jesus know that it will be the time for, it will soon be the time for him to be crucified, and it will soon be the time for him to accomplish the mission that's given to him, he said the time has come for him to be glorified.
所以我们要知道，圣经神的心意告诉我们，什么是真正得荣耀的时刻，就是你完成你被赋予你被托付的使命，这是你得荣耀的时刻，不是你自己什么我的欲望得到满足，不是这些。
So the Bible, the word of God has told us what is called to be glorified. It's that you have accomplished the mission that's given to you. It's not that you have achieved what you want.
所以耶稣讲那个富有的财主那个比喻，就是那个财主得到他想要的一切啊，他有很多的庄稼，很多的财富，然后他建很多的仓库，这个财主就说啊，我现在可以安息了，我你看我这什么都有了。
And thinking about the example that Jesus talked about the rich man has got everything he wanted, the crops and everything, and he will build larger barns to store them, and he said, now my soul I can take a rest because I have everything.
上帝有没有称赞这样的人呢？上帝说，哎，你自我实现了，哎呀，给你掌声。上帝有没有这样？
Did God praise him because he has achieved self-actualization?
上帝责备这样的人，上帝提醒这样的人，你攒这么多东西，但是你今夜却失去你的灵魂，失去你的生命，你这有什么用呢？
But God rebuked such people. God reminded such people, since you have stored so many things, but if you lose your life tonight, what's the use of all those things?
也就是说，你整个跑错方向了，你还在那里洋洋得意，你整个都跑错方向了。
And you have run in the opposite direction, and you still are glad.
那我说，我们到底跑什么样正确的方向呢？
But what's the right direction we should run?
人有没有被赋予使命呢？
Was man given a mission?
人活在这个世界上，有没有被赋予使命？
When we live in this world, are we given a mission?
有。
Yes.
上帝让人在这个世界上要荣耀神，荣耀我们的造物主。
God asked man in this world to glorify God, to glorify the Creator.
尤其是我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们这些被耶稣的血所洁净的人，我们被赋予使命了。
Especially for us who were received the grace from the God, and we have been cleansed from the blood of Jesus, we have been given a mission.
首先，我们基督徒都知道有大使命。
We Christians, first of all, we know the Great Commission.
那么我们这段时间成人主日学，我们在查考这个彼得前书。
And recently in Sunday school, we have been studying the First Peter.
那么上帝让我们这些蒙恩得救的人，上帝称我们是神的儿女，神的百姓。上帝让我们怎么样？要宣扬那招我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
God called us children of God. God called us who have received the grace from God to proclaim the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his glorious light.
所以我们被赋予了使命，就是我们要宣扬主耶稣基督的名在这个世界上，我们要传耶稣基督拯救世人的福音。
So we have been given a mission that we should proclaim the praises of Jesus Christ, proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, to preach his gospel.
你完成这样的使命，是你得荣耀的时刻。
If you accomplish such a mission, and it's a time for your glory.
不是像世人所想的那样，哎呀，我得到我心中一切想要的，我成为我想要成为的那种人，我就得荣耀。这是世人的想法。
It's not like what the world views, that it's a time for glory when you achieved what you want and when you become what you want to be.
那么首先世人都不应该有这样的想法。
And first of all, I say that the world should not have such a view.
啊，但是我们是一群灵魂苏醒的人。那么有些人灵魂没有苏醒，但是我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们灵魂苏醒了。
But we are a group of people when we, our souls have been revived, and some others, their souls are still dead.
所以我们要知道，我们怎么样才能得到真正的喜乐呢？就像耶稣那样，他完成他被托付的使命的时刻到了，就是他得荣耀的时刻。
So how can we be joyful? How can we be glorified? Just like Jesus, when he will accomplish the mission is given to him, and he said it's his time of joy and his time of glory.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们也被上帝赋予了使命。那我们怎么得荣耀呢？
Everyone who has been called by his grace, and we have been given a mission. How can we be glorified? How can we glorify God?
完成这样的使命，行在这样的使命当中，就是我们得荣耀的时刻。
To accomplish such a mission, to work in this mission, that's a time of glory.
所以这就是耶稣说，爱惜自己生命的，世上生命，在这地上恨恶自己生命的，要保守生命到永生。
That's why Jesus said, anyone who loves their life will lose it, or anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
如果耶稣爱惜他在地上的生命，他说我不要上十字架，我不愿意牺牲我自己的生命。如果耶稣这样想的话，他就无法完成他被天父上帝所赋予的使命。
If when Jesus loves his life in this world and he said he doesn't want to go on to the cross, he doesn't want to deny himself, sacrifice his life on the cross, then he will not be able to accomplish the mission that's given to him.
那耶稣也没有收获荣耀的时刻。
Then Jesus will not be able to receive his glory.
感谢神，耶稣不是这样的。
Thanks the Lord that Jesus was not like that.
耶稣为了完成他被赋予的使命，他甘愿牺牲他自己。所以耶稣说：“我要收获荣耀。”
In order to accomplish the mission that is given to him, Jesus voluntarily gave his life, sacrificed his life, and denied himself so that he will be glorified.
然后耶稣也说：“所有跟从他的人也要这样。”
And Jesus also said, "All those who follow him will do the same."
在希伯来书十章四到十节告诉我们，耶稣基督知道天父上帝赋予他的使命。
Hebrews 10:4 to 10 tells us that Jesus Christ knew that mission that God has given him.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我把这段经文的意思大致给大家说一下。
I will just explain this scripture, the meaning of the scripture to you.
那么在希伯来书十章四到十节，主耶稣说，就是那些牛羊的献祭，天父上帝不喜欢。
So the scriptures tell that the God is not pleased with those sacrifices of the bulls and goats.
所以耶稣说，所以天父上帝给我预备了这个身体，而这个身体就是用来被献祭的。
And Jesus said that God Father has prepared a body for him for sacrifice and offering.
然后耶稣说，我就来了，我就顺服天父上，我就来，然后就按着天父的旨意行，就是我知道我要被献祭，我要被杀，但是我愿意。
Jesus said, see, I have come to do your will, and he knew God's will, and he obeyed.
所以耶稣知道，他来到世界上就是要被献祭的。
So Jesus knew that he came to the world to be offered as a sacrifice.
他知道他来到这个世界上被赋予的使命是什么，而这个使命就意味着他必须被献祭，必须牺牲，死在十字架上。
Jesus knew that what his mission is when he came to the world, and he knew that his mission is to offer his.Body offer himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
所以耶稣他说，我来要照你的旨意行，照天父上帝的旨意行。耶稣就把他自己就献上。
And Jesus said, I have come to do your will, and he offered himself.
所以耶稣知道，当他知道自己很快就要被钉死在十字架上，耶稣说，我得荣耀的时刻到了。
So when Jesus knew that he would soon be crucified on the cross, he said that the time has come for him to be glorified.
因为我即将很快就要完成我被赋予的使命。
Because he soon will accomplish the mission that's given to him.
虽然当耶稣被钉十字架上的时候，架下面的人在嘲笑耶稣，但这些都不影响耶稣的荣耀。
Though when Jesus was crucified, all those people under him were mocking at him, but it does.Has nothing to affect the glory that he received.
因为耶稣的荣耀是天父上帝给他的。
Because Jesus' glory was given by the Heavenly Father.
耶稣不求从人来的荣耀。
Jesus did not seek the glory from man.
圣经上说，我们彼此求荣耀，我们人呐，彼此求荣耀，我们怎么信神呢？
The Bible said, we seek glory from each other. How can we believe in God?
所以这是我们人，我们巴不得，哎呀，你称赞我，我称赞你，我们互相给荣耀。结果圣经说，这样的人，你怎么可能信神呢？
People seek praises and glory from each other. The Bible said, how could such people believe in God?
耶稣得荣耀的时刻，就是人嘲笑他的时刻。但是耶稣说，我要得荣耀了。
The time of Jesus' glory was a time that when people were mocking at him, but Jesus said it was the time for his glory.
然后耶稣说，不仅他要这样，耶稣的门徒也要这样。
Jesus said that not only he was like that, his disciples should do the same.
所以约翰福音十二章二十六节，若有人跟从我，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
John 12:26 says, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me."
所以我们今天很多说，哎呀，我要服侍神，我要服侍神。
Today, sometimes we say that I want to serve God. I want to serve God.
其实耶稣在这里强调的，哎，你说你要服侍神，那首先你要跟从。
Jesus stressed here that if you want say that you want to serve me, you should follow me.
耶稣说，我在哪里，你就要去哪里。
Jesus said, where I am, you should also be.
耶稣走在一条什么路上呢？十字架的道路。
What path did Jesus walk on? The path of the cross.
耶稣不是走向通向荣华富贵的道路，耶稣走的是十字架的路，舍己的路。
Jesus was not walking on the road to the splendor and the riches of the world. He was walking on the path of the cross.
耶稣最后在地上的生命在哪里结束呢？十字架上结束，不是在王宫里面。
Jesus' life on the earth ends on the cross, not in the palace.
耶稣说，你这些人说要服侍我，服侍我，那你首先跟着我。
Jesus said that if anyone wants to serve me, you must follow me.
然后在这前面，耶稣刚刚说过，就要像个种子一样的被埋葬死去，要失去生命才能得生命。
And Jesus just said, you have to die like a wheat kernel. If you lose it, and you will gain your life.
那么我们从圣经中接下来就看见斯提凡。
Then we look at Stephen in the Bible.
斯蒂凡是第一个为信仰的缘故，第一个为主殉道的基督徒。
Stephen was the first Christian to be martyred for his belief.
斯蒂凡确实是耶稣走到哪里，他就跟到哪里了。
Stephen followed where Jesus went.
然后当斯蒂凡被人用石头打死的时候，在人看来，这是一个羞辱的时刻。
When Stephen was stoned to death by people, in the world view, it's a time of shame.
但在神看来，这是斯蒂凡得荣耀的时刻。
In God's eyes, it's a glory, it's time for glory for Stephen.
这也应该成为历史历代的基督徒看斯蒂凡被石头打死的时刻，这就是斯蒂凡得荣耀的时刻。
And it should.Known to the Christians for ages to know that it's the time for it's time of glory for Stephen when he was stoned to death.
所以就像耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时刻，耶稣说得荣耀。虽然那个时刻他被世界嘲笑。
Just like Jesus, when he was crucified, it was time for his glory, though a lot of people were mocking at him.
斯蒂凡这个名字呢，它的这个希腊文原意啊，是冠冕的意思。
Stephen, the Greek original language meaning a crown.
斯蒂凡什么时候得到过冠冕？
When did Stephen receive his crown?
就是当他为了信仰的缘故殉道的时候。
It's the time of his martyr for his belief.
在《使徒行传》六章这里记载斯蒂凡以智慧和圣灵讲话，这时候人们看他面貌就像天使一样。有光的。
Acts 6:10 records that they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
然后在斯蒂凡七章这里就对不起，使徒行传七章这里就记载斯蒂凡向着人传福音，结果人们听了就很生气，拿起石头就把他打死。
And Acts chapter 7 records that when Stephen was preaching the gospel to the people, and those people got very angry and they stoned him to death.
然后这时候斯蒂凡说，临死的时候被圣灵充满，而他说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边，我看到主耶稣了。
And when he was dying, and he was full of the Holy Spirit, and he said, "Look, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
然后，斯蒂凡在这里，斯蒂凡还说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
And Stephen said, do not charge them with this sin.
我们看到斯蒂凡临死时候讲这样的话，我们想到谁？
When Stephen said these words, whom do we think about?
想到主耶稣，对不对？
We thought about Lord Jesus.
上帝对神的儿女，对神的百姓的心意是什么样？就是让我们能够磨成耶稣的样式。
What's the God's will to his children that we are conformed to the image of his son?
斯蒂凡这个时候为什么死了？
Why did Stephen die at that time?
被人打死了。
He was stoned to death by people.
那么从神的眼光来看，神说这个人预备好了。
From God's will, God will see that this man is prepared, is ready.
这个人真的就磨成了耶稣基督的样子了。
This man has been conformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
真的就预备好了。
He is ready.
所以他得荣耀的时刻到了。
So the time has come for him to be glorified.
所以斯蒂凡死的时候，在世人看来这是羞耻，这是他的失败；但在神看来，这就是他得荣耀的时刻到了。他预备好，他有资格得到这样的荣耀。
When Stephen died, in the world's view, it's his time of shame, but in the point of view of God, and it's the time for his glory. He's ready. He has the right, he has privilege to receive the glory from God.
我们来看使徒保罗说他什么时候要得冠冕，要得荣耀呢？
Let's look at Apostle Paul. When did he say that he will receive the crown and the glory?
使徒保罗说，我在提摩太后书的四章六到八节。
2 Timothy 4:6 to 8.
使徒保罗说，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
Apostle Paul said, for I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
我们看到这句话，我们就想起耶稣说的，对不对？我要临上十字架的时候到了。
This word reminds us of what Jesus said, the time has come for me to be crucified.
使徒保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight and have finished the race and have kept the faith.
然后接下来说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And then he said, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
我要得冠冕了。
He will receive the crown.
也就是说，使徒保罗说，上帝让我跑的路跑了，上帝让我打的仗我打了，上帝让我守的道、守的信仰，我守了。也就是说，我完成了我被赋予的使命。
Apostle Paul was saying that I have fought the good fight that God asked me to fight. I have finished the race that God asked me to run. And I have kept the faith God asked me to keep. And I have accomplished the mission that God has given me.
所以我现在要得荣耀了，要得冠冕了。
So it's time for me to receive glory and crown.
所以当使徒保罗写下提摩太后书不久，他就被砍头了。
And not long after Apostle Paul wrote the Second Timothy, he was beheaded.
但世人看来，哎呀，这是悲惨的结局。但是使徒保罗知道，这是他得荣耀的时刻。In
the world's view, it's a miserable ending. But for Apostle Paul, it's a time for his glory.
所以我们今天来思想，到底什么样才能得荣耀？Today
we think about how can we receive glory.
完成我们被上帝所赋予的使命，就是得荣耀。It's
when we accomplish the mission that God has given us.
跟这个世界的观念是截然相反。It's
totally different from the world's view.
世界的观念就是，哎呀，我得到我想要的，啊，没有人赋予我使命，我自己来定义我要做什么，我要干什么。The
world's view is that what I achieve what I want. I have no mission that others give me. I will define what I want to do.
那么怎样才能完成我们被赋予的使命呢？前提条件就是你要舍己。How
to accomplish the mission that is given to us? A prerequisite is to deny yourself.
也就是耶稣说的，你爱惜自己的生命，失丧生命。
That's what Jesus said. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. Well, anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
所以要完成上帝托付我们的使命，第一个前提就是忘记你自己，舍弃你自己。
So the first thing in order to accomplish the mission that God has given you is to deny yourself, to forget about yourself.
所以这跟世界讲的所谓自我实现完全是相反。
It's the totally opposite from the world's view of our self-actualization.
彼得他原来他自己的志向是什么？就是当一个好成功的渔民就可以了。Peter's
wish is to be a successful fisherman.
但是当耶稣呼召彼得的时候，耶稣就对彼得说：“我现在给你新的使命，你不要再得鱼了，你不要再猎鱼，你去捕鱼了，你要得人了。”
And when Jesus called Peter, and he said, you no longer accomplish the mission as a fisherman to go fishing, you should be a fisher of men.
也就是说，彼得，你丢掉你自己给自己的目标吧，你丢掉你自己的这个目标，给你一个新的目标，给你一个新的使命。
He was saying to Peter that Peter, you should give up all your own goals and I will give you a new mission.
对于使徒保罗，当他认罪悔改之前，他的目标是什么？
For Apostle Paul, before he was converted, what was his goal?
他的目标就是这个世界上的名望，世界上的财富，世界上的地位啊。
His goal was the prestige and the name and the position and the wealth of this world.
但是当上帝主耶稣的呼召领导他，使徒保罗的目标就变了。But
when God called Paul and his goal has changed.
所以使徒保罗后来就说，他把他以前所追求的那些东西就当作没有价值了，丢弃了。And
Paul later said that he has disregarded all those he had been pursuing.
他现在追求耶稣让他追求的。And
he's seeking what Jesus asked him to seek.
所以使命是被赋予的。So
mission is given.
而当我们完成上帝赋予我们的使命的时候，我们会收获最大的喜乐。So
when we accomplish the mission that God has given us, we will receive the greatest joy.
然后我们怎样才能收获最大的喜乐呢？前提就是先舍己。
How can we have this greatest joy? The first thing is to deny ourselves.
我们今天不是所有人都会去像斯蒂凡，像保罗那样去殉道，不会的。Today,
not all everyone will martyr like Stephen and Paul.
但是我们都可以学习耶稣。耶稣说， 父啊，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But we all can learn from Jesus. Jesus said it, not as I will, but as you will.
这就是舍己。
This is deny, self-deny.
你不用去做一个殉道者，你也可以成为一个舍己的人。
You don't have to be a martyr, and you can deny yourself.
因为时间的关系，我接下来还有很多的经文，我们就留到以后再看。圣经中有告诉我们怎样才做一个真正舍己的神的仆人。
For time's sake, I will just skip the verses I have listed here. How to be a man that denies himself.
但是最后我们要特别说明的一件事情，就是最幸福的事情，最喜乐的事情，就是你真正的为耶稣舍己。
And I have to point out that the most happiest thing, most joyful thing is that you can deny yourself for Jesus.
为什么是这样呢？我们就说，哎呀，舍己，总是否定我自己，忘记我自己，这不是很痛苦吗？为什么说这里面有喜乐呢？
Why do you say there's joy when you deny yourself or forget about yourself? Isn't it a painful thing?
我以前我喜欢看那个看运动，我不是喜欢运动，我喜欢看运动。
I like to watch sport. I'm not in favor of sports, but I like to watch sport.
有一次呢，我看到一个自行车运动员他骑自行车。
Once I saw a cyclist, he was riding a bicycle.
因为我为什么看到这个视频呢？因为他骑自行车那个样子就是非常的难看，非常的可笑。就是哇，就是满头大汗往下淌，然后甚至那个鼻涕都流出来，甩来甩去的。
And I saw that video and that shows the cyclist, the way he rode the bicycle was not very good looking, and sweat and coming out of him.
然后人们就把这个视频放到网上，因为好好笑，因为这个人太可笑了，这个丑样子
People put on this video as a funny video. He saw that the way he rode the bicycle is very funny.
后来我就说，哎呀，我说他肯定不知道这个时候有摄像机对着他。
I think that probably the cyclist didn't know that a camera was on him.
后来我去了解一下这个自行车运动员，后来他是香港非常优秀的一个自行车运动员，他在世界上很多大赛，他就是爬坡赛，他拿第一名的。
Later, I learned about this cyclist. He was a very famous cyclist in Hong Kong, and he achieved the number one. He got the number one medal in many races.
就是那个 climb.
Climbing races.
大家如果喜欢骑自行车的话，你知道爬坡那是很累的。好，那么后来我说，哇，这个人很厉害啊。后来他是这个样子，后来我就看，就是有些人就是采访他的一些视频，就这个人真的就爱骑自行车，他爱。
He was really a great cyclist, and later when I watched some videos about his some people interviewed him, he really loved that sport.
然后他也不是什么要去得奖金呐，要去拿第一，他就是喜欢骑自行车，他骑自行车，他非常的高兴。这不在乎有没有人看他自己是个什么样子。
He was not doing that sport or money. He would just love that sport and just enjoyed riding the cyclists in the bicycles. And he didn't care whether people were watching him or not.
也就是说，他完全的忘记他自己了，他得到最大的乐趣。
That is to say, he totally forgot about himself and he.Has got the greatest joy.
虽然那个时候像我这样的人还笑他，但是我根本无法体会他心中的这种喜乐。
Even though people like me were mocking at him and laughing at him, but we could never feel the joy in his heart.
忘我为什么给他带来喜乐呢？因为他做这件事情是出于爱。
Why did forgetting about himself bring him joy? Because it is out of love that he did do those things.
他爱你，真正的爱，你就会忘记你自己，然后你收获最大的喜乐。
If you truly love, you will forget about yourself, and you will receive the greatest joy.
我们为什么舍己？我们为什么要背十字架？因为我爱耶稣。
Why do we deny ourselves? Why do we carry our cross? Because we love Jesus.
为什么耶稣走什么路我就要去走？因为我爱他，我就要跟着他。
Why do we have to follow the path that Jesus walked? Because we love him, we have to follow him.
因为耶稣先爱了我。
Because Jesus loved us first.
所以当你越是爱，你越是忘记你自己，你越是收获最大最大的喜乐。
The more you love, the more you forget about yourselves, the more joy you receive.
所以圣经形容这种喜乐啊，常常是说不出来的喜乐。
The Bible describes this kind of joy as inexpressible.
然后圣经形容基督徒心中的盼望是一个说不出来的盼望。
The Bible describes the hope in the heart of the Christians as inexpressible.
其实这个说不出来的是什么呢？就是别人很难理解。
This is inexpressible because other people can, it's hard for other people to understand.
但是我们自己知道。
But we know in our heart.
所以当耶稣说，当他死的时候，就是得荣耀的时刻，别人不理解。
So when Jesus said that when he dies, it's the time for his glory, other people cannot understand.
但耶稣知道。
But Jesus knew.
而我们这些信靠耶稣的人，我们也越来越知道了。
And we who trust in Jesus, we know more and more about that.
因为我们也越来越经历。
Because we experience more.
好，最后请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
Finally, stand up and read a few scriptures.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读哥林多前书的十五章36节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:36.
哥林多前书十五章三十六节起，无知的人呐、啊，你所做的若不死就不生。常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。我们今同十字架，现在不是的，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。启示录二章十节，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们在这里呼求，我们在这里渴求，我们要得着，我们要经历那最大的喜乐，最深的平安。
We cry for you, we pray for to you that we want to experience the greatest joy and the greatest peace.
主耶稣告诉我们，如果我们爱惜我们自己在地上的生命，我们就无法得到真正永远的生命。
Lord Jesus said that if we love our life in the world, then we will never get the eternal life.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit carve the word of God in our hearts.
让圣灵带领我们，让我们真的是跟从耶稣。耶稣去到哪里，我们就去哪里。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so that we can follow wherever Jesus goes.
让每个人都得着那从天上来、从神来的喜乐。
That every one of us can receive the joy, the greatest joy from heaven, from God.
让这喜乐成为我们服事的力量。
This joy can be the strength when we serve.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.